The Mike O'Mara Show.
Three words. Fab you love.
Purely carnal, that's all you need to know.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the
77365-3636. So much we have not gotten a chance to talk about. I bitched a little bit about the Washington Capitals. I think I'm the biggest fan in this particular building. Mm-hmm. I love the team. They need a criminal. I don't know if they can do that. They need to go out and hire a criminal, hire
a thug,
get someone fresh out of a prison, put him on skates, send him up to Philadelphia, have him suit up for the Washington Capitals, and kick some ass!
Yeah!
If they really want a felon, wouldn't it be easier just to get him in Philadelphia?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Philadelphia, where they have the jail and the place up there.
Exactly.
Bring him off the street.
We are here with Tony Perkins from Fox 5.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Tony.
Fox 5 is always on, yes.
Speaking of Fox 5, I don't think we even touched on a show, and I hope you're not sensitive. You're not sensitive to, like, all topics about your particular station, but
no.
American Idol is,
I
don't know. It's losing
night,
me just a little bit.
Is it losing you a little bit?
A little bit,
last
yes.
Last night was trouble.
Yeah.
It really?
Yeah.
Well, they were singing Mariah Carey. Who can sing Mariah Carey?
Exactly. Although she is wonderful to look at, and she looked great.
She'll be on tonight.
But
Was she hiding the left side of her face, though? I was trying to watch that. If you notice, and we had this theory for a long time, that Mariah Carey, all of her videos, almost every time you would see her in anything pre-recorded, she would have the left side of her face obscured.
Come to think of it, yes, she was facing with her right side towards the camera every time she met the people.
So, I think that American Idol might be entering the land of suck. I don't know whether it's Mariah Carey. I don't know whether it's the... What they said going in this year is that they've got the most talented lineup ever. And
hype.
I'm not believing it. I'm not buying into it. And Buzz, you even watched it last night.
I caught the tail end of it last night. I thought the guy with the dreads did a good job.
I like him.
I like him, too.
Yeah. I like him.
He is smart.
Jason, what's his name?
Castro,
that's right. David Cook, I like.
David Cook is very good,
I think,
too.
David Cook should win the thing, the rocker guy.
What is the thing with, I heard, cancer and David Cook and all that? And then they showed a guy that looked very ill. Yeah. Is it his father that's got cancer?
It's his brother.
Oh, that's his brother.
Yeah. And the company that does Idol, is it Fremantle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would not pay to have him flown in because of all the equipment that he would require.
Ooh.
They needed a private jet. But a local DJ and his family, and I think his church, raised $80,000 and flew his brother in for last night's broadcast.
Wow. As much money as that show makes, they wouldn't fly his brother in?
Well, if they gave $80,000, they wouldn't have that $80,000 anymore.
I can't imagine that. I've always been aware, and you have, Tony. Fox Network is very, very generous with the money, don't you think? Okay, let's take a call. We've got Steve from Wichita. Steve, you have a question for Tony about scariest moments.
Yes, Mr. Perkins.
Yes.
I was wondering, when you were on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, what was the scariest time?
No, that's a different Perkins.
That's not me.
Man, I love that show.
That was your Uncle Marlon, right?
That was my Uncle Marlon, my dear departed Uncle Marlon.
Man, I dug that show.
Good show.
I love Marlon
Perkins.
He was the originator.
Yeah.
You know, a long time before we had the Crocodile Hunter and all the other guys, Steve Corwin and all the guys we have.
But he never did any. Marlon never did anything. He made Jim Fowler do it.
Right. He sent Jim in. That's why he lasted so long.
I think that the last thing that Marlon Perkins did, and I swear to God, I remember this, was wrestle the giant anaconda with Jim.
Mm-hmm. No.
With Jim Fowler. He got in there at the very end. Jim was in there and, like, being rolled over by the anaconda and going underwater. And then at the very end, when 16 other guys came in and had the anaconda subdued, Marlon Perkins, like, jumped on its head.
But he was, like, 80 years old.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Jim was the original Bindi.
Jim is going to... Do you remember that guy?
Marlon the Jungle Girl.
And he did all the narration.
Right.
And this is for people that aren't old, like we are, you should know that the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom featured this guy called Marlon Perkins, and because he was so old, he had to have a big strapping guy, Jim Fowler, who... And people know Jim Fowler because he went on...
He went on. He's still
other
around.
Shows. Well, wait a minute. He's so old now that he's not doing TV anymore.
But you know, he did an episode of Seinfeld.
Really?
Remember, wasn't that a great episode?
The Merv Griffin episode.
Where he brought owl into Kramer's apartment and it attacked the squirrel.
That's right.
George had saved. My favorite episode.
Well, that's Marlon Perkins. He will be missed. We have Mike on the line. Mike, you have a question for Tony Perkins.
Yeah, I want to know what the difference between the Fox 5 Satellite Center
the web center, the net center, and the weather center.
How can they all be at the center?
This has got to be an inside call from Fox 5.
Mike, you don't...
Angled. And I think, is it true that Will Thomas is going to be an ultimate cage fighter as well?
Let me just tell you, whoever this caller is, he is very astute.
They didn't get his address, so I'm not sure.
I'm impressed. We've
got to go to the audio vault in a second here, but let's take one more call for Tony from Wes. Wes, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Wanted to vouch that Tony is the nicest guy in television. Back in the 90s, I graduated from Mount Vernon High School. I was a struggling media marketing student. My favorite teacher in the school actually put me in touch with Tony, and Tony took time out of his busy day to actually guide me through, got an A in the class. Wanted to thank you.
All right, well, you know, with all this talk about Tony, I'm sorry I cut him off.
You cut him off.
You never know. It's just too much sweetness here.
I should point out,
I've known Tony longer than anyone in this room, and, you know, I know all the talk about Tony being the nicest guy in television. I have it on good authority. Tony, back at AU,
in his
sophomore year, used to do crush videos.
I've got some gifts that I want to
tell. That's right. He would crush small animals with big high-heeled shoes.
He'd use the university cameras, too.
No, that was Marlon Perkins. All right. That's
right. Before we get to the audio vault, Tony mentioned that he has some gifts for us.
Now, you all, because I don't know your, you know, I haven't been in your homes or anything, you may very well have these items already. Mike, why don't
Buzz is actually living in a home.
In a home. Right now.
Assisted living.
Visiting hours.
It's obvious what they are.
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Okay. What a lovely gift.
Right. Well, thank you, Tony.
Yes, let's open them one at a time. Rob, you wait. Let's have Mike.
All right. I get to go first?
Yeah.
I
tried to get something that you would like. Mm-hmm. You may have this. If you do, you can tell me. I'll just take it back and get you something.
Nicely wrapped.
And it's to celebrate your new show.
It's
very nice of you.
Jenna Jameson does it all.
No, that's not what it is. It's
I do not have this World Series.
Oh,
I do not
good.
Have the Colorado Rockies versus the Boston Red Sox.
Very
Thank
cool.
you very, very much. Thank you. Very happy with that. Nice. Thank you very much, Tony Perkins.
I'm worried that Buzz may have this. There's another DVD.
Well, if it's Jenna Jameson, it's possible.
Buzz got all excited until he saw it really was a World Series DVD.
Oh, very good.
Have you read about this?
No, I have not, but I know I'm interested. It's a revealing look at sex in cinema, a video called Indie Sex.
Yeah, it's a documentary about movies.
Did that air on the Independent Film Channel?
On one of those channels,
that's a great set.
I can't wait to see it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
And I got the Rockies versus the Red Sox. Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate
that. Thanks
Let's
a lot.
See how we did.
Like the baseball thing. I'd like to see a highlight reel. Meanwhile, he's got porn over there.
I'll make you a copy.
Rob has a DVD.
From the creator of A Bear in the Big Blue House, Everybody's Different. It's a big, big world.
Everybody's different.
I thought it was something you
could
watch.
Teaches children to appreciate differences.
Uh-huh. Yes. I thought it was something you could watch with your kids.
We're all trying to start anew.
That's right.
And this will help me better myself.
That's it.
And amazingly, Tony, I don't have this.
Save the children, Rob. Save the children.
I believe the children are our future.
I like the Bear in the Big Blue House.
I do, too. He's a good bear.
I really do. But I like Buzz's best.
Porn better.
I'll share.
All right.
I'll
share.
See, I couldn't trade because Buzz would have no interest in watching this.
None whatsoever.
The gift was a hit for 2 minutes.
This is good. No, I like this. This will go on my mantle.
He likes it.
This will go on whatever. My bookcase. My video case. That's what
your
I have.
DVD
your trophy
player.
Case?
And Rob will put that in alphabetical order in his home.
I
think Tony, as far as like a collector of music, might be even more anal than you are,
really?
Rob.
We could have a contest.
We should do this sometime.
Like
we should talk about this.
I'd like that. How do you alphabetize all your DVDs?
My DVDs, I have to say, are a little bit of a mess right now. But I will tell you this.
Mine are awesome.
I have them divided into movies, music DVDs, and television DVDs.
I thought about going that direction, but I have them all alphabetized by title.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. That's how my brain works. Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Are you through now?
I'm quite done.
How you alphabetize things?
Do we have DVD sets with the single
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It depends on the subject. Like if I have a Frank Capra.
Oh, my God. You gentlemen, you know, I would like to point out that this station has weekend time available. This is a program that features Joe Radio and the Snack and Soda Show, and you can probably have an entire hour. I swear to Jesus, you can have an entire hour where you're going to talk about organizing
That's
things.
Another show on the weekend, I swear to Jesus.
You know what? I'll organize sell it for you, for God's sakes. Well, sponsored by the Container Store.
The Alphabet Store.
How to alphabetize with Rob Spiewak and Tony Perkins.
First, if it starts with the, throw it out.
That's, you know, the closet people,
don't
right?
Count the.
Those closet people that organize the closets, we can have them too.
That'd be wonderful.
I have a video I could be watching.
You work for the station, do you? You're pretty anal, though, too, aren't you?
I'm pretty organized, but we don't want to talk about that.
You're the only disorganized person in the whole wide world.
Buzz has a TV chart.
He does. You have a TV chart.
I
do. You know
well,
that?
I do.
I'm not like that.
Yeah. He charts
I'll
TV.
I'll show you how.
Yeah. I made, you know what? When I was a kid, I made my own TV guide and made my own shows.
Yeah, see,
my own
shows. We have that in common.
Yeah.
I'm in a room with three men that didn't play sports.
That's right.
Or no girls. I swear to God, this is the land of they should all be wearing kilts.
Television was the sport, Mike.
That's right.
All right, the sport of alphabetization.
Now, but the thing that's good about Rob when he does alphabetize and organize is you do organize things like the audio vault.
Yes.
Now, do we have a sound effect for the audio vault today?
No, we first discussed it today. I think I shall create one.
The door is already open, so we can just walk right in.
And you
got to
tell me what this is.
All right, well, first of all, Rob every day comes to the table with our audio vault of the day. And what it is a series of like 10 to 20 sound bites that are in the news. Mm-hmm. And some of them are interesting. Some of them are funny. Some of them are scary. But each and every day brings us a bunch of new ones.
Some of them are quite telling.
Now, the first one I see, cut number one, and you tell me whether this is worth it or not. 1 minute, 17 seconds, the Pope likes fashion.
Well, I thought we could set ourselves apart from all other media in this town and talk a little bit about the Pope. But we discussed this morning about how the Pope is something of a dandy. And this is how the Today Show covers it.
Very good.
His low-key style stands in sharp contrast to his predecessor's high-wattage personality. He's less a showman and more a scholar, thrown onto a world stage.
Now, before we go on, I have to say, I think this guy is a hell of a showman.
Well, I think we discussed
this
morning. We were talking, Rob and I were talking on the phone this morning about the fact that I think anybody that attains this level of greatness in his chosen profession.
Yeah, he's going pretty far.
And, you know, it's a public job, and you have to have a great deal of ambition. And yes, you do. You do have to be a bit of a showman. Look at all the robes you get to wear.
But he's talking about how this guy is shy and reserved, and then he comes out. And also, have you noticed? I don't like the way he waves.
Okay, I know the tape you're playing here because I saw this on the Today Show when I wasn't watching Tony on Fox 5.
Yeah, you don't even watch me. Go ahead.
It was, it would ruin the mojo, man. It would no. I of course I watch you. Okay. I love you on TV.
Thank you very
much. I really do.
Thank
I love you. Everything about. I came to your stand up comedy show when you were a stand up comedian.
20 years ago. That's right. You did.
20 years ago.
And you
what
got drunk.
What have you done for me lately?
Gee, there's something unusual.
Do you remember that night?
Just that once.
Oh, Rob. Programming note. Ecce for Arbecue Bay on Ide Frey, if Ike may, towards Ende of Oche, can Inktre Ear Bay. Because Arlake is Ivingdre to New England A.
Oh,
or New England A. Yeah, I'm going up to see Mamo.
Ute or Ethre?
You know, do you know how old my Mamo is going to be?
No. Let me guess. 83.
Double eights.
Whoa. No kidding.
Eight. Wow.
That's great. That's
congratulations. Great. And still getting it done.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell is that supposed to mean?
No, I mean, she works. She does volunteer things. Politically active.
Getting it done.
Well, that's hot.
Okay, but
my mother we're talking about
here. I would take that from Buzz.
Have you noticed the way the Pope waves with his fingers?
You pointed that out. That's one of your little things.
I think it's a little
swishy.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't care for that. And also, they say he's no showman. And then he turns around and gives you one of these with both arms outstretched like he's on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, listen, I don't want to start a controversy because he's certainly a guest in our city. And we would not want to. This show is not going to be about causing any kind of controversy. Right.
Thank you, Mike. Right.
It seems to me that this report on the Today Show, we're not seeing the video, we're hearing the audio. Mm-hmm. You just can read between the lines a little bit when they talk about fashion. Just listen to the rest of it. Let's continue.
Right. Okay.
He's learning to lighten up in front of the crowds, to loosen up a little bit, to kiss babies, to do all of the sort of public things.
Okay, stop it right there, Rob. I'm just going to pick this apart a little bit. Okay, to kiss babies, to lighten up, seems to be a little uncomfortable around women and children, it sounds like.
Well, considering his position, why be around kids?
Yeah.
For that matter, has to do. It's something that doesn't come naturally to him. Mm.
Okay, stop it right there.
Yeah.
Come naturally to him. Yeah. Now, read between the... I'm not trying to say this reporter was trying to do anything,
no.
but... you know, just listen.
All right.
Though Catholic teachings have changed little since he was elected, Benedict has shown us a few surprises.
Ta-da!
He's an old-fashioned traditionalist who brought back the Latin Mass, and his first official writings were on love and hope.
Questi importanti strumenti.
Okay. Yet he may have...
Love and hope.
Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm. There's a. I'm getting what you're saying.
Right, right.
I'm picking up what you're throwing down.
It's gonna. My point's gonna be even better made at the very end of the report.
Yeah, okay. Emerge as a modern day green pope, since adding harming the environment to the deadly sins list and planning to put solar panels on the roof of St. Peter's Basilica.
That's all fine.
And
yes.
His clothing choices have caused
Bingo.
Quite a stir.
Here we go.
Some say he has a penchant for fashion.
Bingo.
Others
Stop
say
it.
It's all strategy.
Okay.
No, sir. My wife and I laugh every night watching these great cameras.
Meanwhile, here I am trying to run this thing, and I'm sorry, a penchant for fashion. I'm talking about Tim Gunn here. Now, really, just surrounded by men all day. Look, everybody knows the deal. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But a penchant for fashion,
but
I rest my case.
Have you seen him? He looks hinting at great. Something.
He looks fantastic.
But wait, hold on. What is the difference between his fashion and every other pope?
He's bringing back
long
stuff.
White robes.
Right. No, he's bringing back stuff they haven't worn in years.
Really?
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You don't hear other popes. They don't say he has a penchant for it.
No. I don't hear other radio shows talking about his clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
What does that say about us?
Wasn't it the first John Paul that wore the jumpsuits?
I think so. When he was out in, like, the forest, right?
Yeah.
That was frowned upon.
All right, is there anything more with this?
Just a taste.
Okay. He has a penchant for fashion.
Uh-huh.
Others say it's all strategy.
He's having vestments designed on the model of Renaissance popes and even further back. He's an old-fashioned guy, and he wants to bring back some of these things and let people know that, you know, the church isn't changing all the time, and we're not going to accommodate to modernity.
Okay, what we're hearing here is he wants to go back to when there were more robes and more hats.
Layers and layers of hats and robes, and the red shoes is also traditional.
All right, and from your fabulous television station, I think my favorite show of all time on your really more so, I Love Me, The Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, man.
Caught that last night.
That guy's crazy.
As bad as Idol was last night, Hell's Kitchen made up for it.
I don't even care if he's doing what I think he's doing, which is faking it occasionally.
Right.
I don't care because really, I mean, he's the greatest actor in the world if he is, and he gets mad at him, and we have cut number two, a minute 22 of Patrick Ramsey.
No.
Ann Ramsey.
He's mad too.
Gordon Ramsay just yells at everyone.
Get in there. Stand on the sections. We've gone backwards. And you're just all over the place. And you're just hopeless. And you don't care. Pathetic. And then you look at me, gormless, like the salmon's raw.
You're listening to yesterday's post-show meeting on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hell's Radio Station.
As you requested immediate. And what do you say?
Different techniques.
Off. Not good enough.
Whoa.
I'm not going to continue this any longer. Winning tea. Forget it. What's so complicated? Christina, you made an effort.
Got 5.5 minutes to the window, guys. Okay, 5.5.
To get all the appetizers out. Thank God. Unfortunately, we got screwed when we came to the first entree. You've got to go upstairs and nominate one individual who's leaving here.
Hello.
Petroza, you stayed with it. Your mind was clear, your attitude was strong. Petroza.
Yes, chef.
That looks beautiful.
Chef.
Get upstairs and think about who you're gonna nominate. One from the blue, one from the red. Now get out!
Yes, chef. Get out! Get out right now!
Wow. There you have it.
I love this. So they got this fat guy that got voted off last night. Mm-hmm. This guy's responsible for making chocolate souffles that came out of the oven and looked like a goat had dumped in. I mean, these are supposed to be professional trained chefs.
Didn't he look like Paul Giamatti's brother who had let himself go?
Oh, did you see when he's picking the peppers out in the field? He said, I don't do manual labor. And this guy is so screwed. And it's very rare because they do a lot of the bait and switch on that show.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the guy that looks obviously like he's going gets to stay.
Right.
But he was the fat guy. He was out of there last night.
That was a good program.
It
That's
was
a
good.
Fine program.
Cut number three is Tanya Harding trying karaoke. Is that any good?
We give it a taste.
Tanya Harding.
She's doing a Faith Hill song, I think. Or maybe Shania Twain. She's no good.
I like it so far.
Mm. Okay. No more. No.
Like
painful.
It?
No.
Wow.
Terrible. Horrible.
Is she good at anything?
What about cut number four? Sinusy Ryan Seacrest denies dating Sophie.
Sophie Monk.
Sophie Monk. Is that worth anything?
Listen to how Ryan sounds on this. He sounds like he got the sinus trouble.
Ryan Seacrest. Seen the pictures, stories, you and Sophie Monk.
Yes. This was during Idol Gives Back week, and I was soliciting for a donation.
Is it serious?
Is what serious? The donation?
You and well, the donation's obviously very serious.
It's actually the only thing is there's something about an Australian accent that I like.
Here's hi everybody. I'm Ryan Seacrest. Unfortunately, I've been working 14 jobs out in Los Angeles, and I'm starting to lose my health.
What do you think the deal with him is, Tony? Deal with Satan? What's his story, Ryan Seacrest?
You know what? Don't get me started. Everyone in the newsroom knows Ryan Seacrest. I think he's
dreaming.
Well, I think he's white bread, plain.
Always color with you.
Yeah.
So divisive.
He's just any kind of bread. There's nothing special about him. Right. I understand him getting one or two shows. Why he's getting everything,
all of the shows,
I don't know.
Right?
It makes no sense.
Have you met him?
I have not.
Well, that's a pleasure then for you.
Yeah,
you've been able to dodge that bullet.
I mean, I'm happy for him. He's making a lot of money, but enough already.
Ryan Seacrest is probably one of the littlest men you will ever see. And if you really watch carefully, if you watch American Idol, you'll realize how incredibly tiny he is.
He is tiny.
Like the girl Brooke White from American Idol last night. Look at him when he's standing next to her. She's a petite, unbelievably rail-thin woman, and he looks like a little waif next to her, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they also angle up at him a lot of times to make him look bigger.
I've seen him in a bar once. He's appreciably tiny.
Yeah.
And what? He doesn't have a big head like a lot of people on TV. He's to scale.
Ah. What about me? Do I have a big head?
You have a marvelous head.
All right, let me see. Well, we don't have time for the entire audio, but we can get back to that in a little bit. Meredith Vieira enjoyed...
If we have time for one more cut...
Jason Segel. What's the best one on here?
The best one we should go to is the chairman of the Associated Press, Dean Singleton, introducing Barack Obama.
Okay. Oh, very good. Let's listen to that, and then we'll get the buzz update.
Can you imagine shifting a substantial number to Afghanistan, where the Taliban has been gaining strength and Obama bin Laden is still at large?
I think that was Osama bin Laden.
It's the head of AP.
Referred to Osama bin Laden as Obama.
Okay, and one more. Seriously, I want you guys to hear this because I didn't mention this on yesterday's show. Did anybody get a chance to see the nanny that was the nanny that's attacking Rob Lowe that was on with Gloria Allred?
Oh, she's a bad lady.
And her penis.
Yeah.
I mean, this lady she comes on, and this is more video, Rob, than audio.
Right.
She comes on this nanny, and I don't know who's right. Obviously, Rob Lowe has a history. You don't know what he's done. She comes on and she's literally smirking. Mm-hmm. And then as she's giving answers like, and then Gloria Allred, says, well, we think this is just horrible. This is terrible. Is there anything like that we have in the audio vault? Because I want to hear.
I believe we get a little of the nanny in this.
All right, play 15. This one. Play cut. 15. Rob Lowe's nanny and Allred deny blackmail.
Jessica, did you at any time attempt to blackmail the Lowe's?
Okay, listen for the answer.
Did you ever demand any money from this family?
Let me just say that all of these allegations, and I find that they are absolutely without merit. She did not engage in any improper conduct at all, and I find it.
This is why this drove me insane, because you've got somebody who's filing the lawsuit, and then he does the preemptive strike where he sues her, and who knows? I mean, you read the emails that she sent. I loved working for the family. I didn't mean to hurt you. And then she comes out and sues him, and then we see her on the Today Show. She's not saying anything, and she's got super lawyer Gloria Allred who's doing all the talking.
That to me sounds like Gloria Allred saying, "Let me just say, my client obviously has not learned her lines yet. Here's what she's supposed to be saying."
You nailed it.
Dumber than a box of cotton balls.
I believe there's only one more cut where the nanny actually says something. We have that here.
You know, I love the children. I needed the job. I always thought it would get better, and I was scared.
And there you have it.
I just ended up hating her.
More of the juicy details on her later in the show.
Oh, good. On the nanny?
Yes.
You found some dirt on the nanny?
Well, just the facts that we have so far.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that. All right, time for the second buzz of the day with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. The focus was on several moral and religious issues in a private White House meeting between President Bush and Pope Benedict today. Those issues included the defense and promotion of life and the need to respect human rights.
They're digging each other. You getting that vibe? They seem to be digging each other.
Loves
and W. Yeah,
and hasn't Bush had an audience in the Vatican like four times?
I think so.
Yeah, he's been over there a lot.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying that they're both men of moral conviction.
Yeah, common interests, I guess. Mm-hmm. At least three different groups staged protests during the Pope's visit to the White House. One group demonstrated against the sexual abuse committed by Catholic priests in the U.S. A group of atheists also gathered at a park across from the White House to protest the meeting between the Pope and President Bush.
I have no idea why I played the boing sound effect for atheists, but I just did. Can you say atheist again?
Atheist.
Okay.
It works.
Yeah, all right.
Something about separation of church and state. I don't know what they're talking about. Even as gasoline consumption drops due to the slumping economy, we won't see lower prices at the pump. That's the disappointing warning from the Federal Energy Information Administration, which says you can expect to see gas selling for $3.50 a gallon over the summer months.
I'm also hearing a word that, you know, I don't want to cause a panic here, but I am hearing this word in the news, depression.
Have you heard that?
I've heard the word depression, which is kind of freaking me out.
Stagnation.
Don't worry. They have pills for that now.
Paxil. Yeah, but when you take Paxil, Buzz, you know, you can't.
You can't reach your destination.
Well, that's what you can do. Yes, well, that's what I meant.
Okay,
you
I just like,
my term for nyank nyank was.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Let's keep it clinical.
Sorry. Wow.
You can do it. You're just not happy about it.
Exactly. Still learning a little bit.
It's like driving to Ocean City and stopping in Salisbury.
Exactly. Oh. But you can drive and drive and drive
all day long.
You just ain't going to get there. Paxil.
All kinds of unwelcome things. Speaking of drugs, all kinds of unwelcome things have come ashore in the Caribbean. Columbus, the Spaniards, the pirate ships, and slave ships. But the people in the fishing villages of the Caribbean don't mind the cocaine so much.
Washing up on the beach?
Mm-hmm. Or as they call it, white lobster.
Go down there, we get a big, big white lobster.
Now, these fishermen don't make as much money off the coke as they would in the U.S., but for a fisherman, it's good money, and unlike fish, it just washes up on shore.
Wow. Oh, man, that's great. I employed last year, but now I have the white lobster making me my money.
Smugglers sometimes abandon their bounty to avoid losing it to law enforcement. Sometimes they have accidents at sea. Caribbean villagers now get up at sunrise to scan the horizon for floating packages every day.
This is all over the Caribbean?
Every day in the Caribbean.
Any islands that are particularly bountiful?
I think it's all pretty equal. It could wash up on any of the Caribbean islands.
The island of Ardinger.
And some of the thatched huts have been replaced by mansions and satellite dishes.
No. Really? I bet they're washing up in Erection Cove. Hey, what? You got me hooked on 30 Rock.
Erection Cove?
It's a fictional place.
It's a fictional place on Milf Island.
On a TV show last
that
week.
That is a funny TV show.
We'll have more about that later, too.
Oh, good.
Any idea where this is coming from, this coke?
Well, I just said, smugglers at sea, they either have trouble, they have shipwreck of some kind,
but
or they ditch it.
All of a sudden, it's just becoming a problem.
It's actually been happening for a while, but now it's so steady that the villagers can literally get up every morning and
Fantastic.
Go down to the beach and pick up a package of white lobster.
That's terrific.
White lobster.
Wow. Do you have any white lobster?
Oh, man.
On that note, the feds seized over 16 kilos of coke from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship when it docked at the port of Miami on Monday. They think the cocaine was left behind by a group of passengers for pickup by the rest of the smuggling operation later. The ship, by the way, is called the Brilliance of the Seas.
Yeah, man, mm-hmm. Filled with white lobster.
I've sailed with that company.
I know you have.
Nice
Brilliance
company.
Of the Seas?
Yes.
It's a fast cruise. Coming up in the final Buzz, how a guy's alone time prevents cancer. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. You know, you've got a chance to say hi to everybody on the show, Tony, but I don't know if you got a chance to shake hands with Joe yet. Have you seen Joe in the back?
I have not seen Joe, no.
Joe was out on the street, and Joe was doing a little recon for us. We call them Jomos, mm-hmm. where Joe talks to the late last-second filers for their income taxes. He was out of the post office last night, Rob.
Yeah, I think he went to the big one in Merrifield, Mike.
And you'll enjoy this. The questions that he asked are not quite normal.
Perhaps he saw our TV crew out there because, you know, we shoot that story every year, people filing at midnight.
You didn't ask questions like we did. Joe Man on the Street coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.